Now, get relaxed, listen to my voice, and get in a position to let go. Let every little linked up part of your body, each aspect of yourself that has always responded so well to my words, now respond in new and more exciting ways. You're opening up to further instruction, and I'm going to present some new opportunities for peaceful, drowsy, dropping, relaxing, useful sleep. And that's the important part, to sleep. Everything else is secondary to a process of relaxation. If you relax enough, we'll get the goal we want. And you yearn to indulge in it. So let my voice roll over your body. Familiar, engaging. I know every contour. I really do. Because by now, my words have entered you, formed part of your mind, part of your mental process, breathing under the skin of you, the continuously operating and ever-powerful conditioning, relaxation, and pleasure are seeking out places in you that feel good, the sensitive parts that send those shudders and shivers, as if my words in wafting over your body were taking a gradual effect as their dose increases, perhaps subtle. But the moment you notice it, it gets a little stronger. The words are really just attaching to pleasure centers that exist. Places that are so sensitive in you that if we were to leverage them together, using only word and internal clenching, then I can prepare to press down at the right word, the right intonation, sparking signals from parts of your body even absent external stimuli. And this process of wiring and rewiring every pleasure center in your body to my words, is so I can activate them, bringing my flowing narrative and description of your desire, a creative experience for your benefit. What we inevitably do anyway will be enhanced, taking your mind, which after all is more capable of relaxing under my tutelage and instruction than it would be anywhere else. We take your mind and make it more capable of visualizing, following me by the moment. We induce you to follow downward to a place where you are more at ease and open, receptive, responsive. We're expanding with more pleasurable euphoric quality, the splintered needs of your body, wrapped in the throes of passion. We're expanding that so we can inspect and improve it is more possible. And you let that image of you impassioned, desiring, lustful, controlled, fill your mind. That's what you're looking for. The only thing in the realm of possibility right now is to go deeper and become more pleasured. The most simple and beneficial effect of trance is to free up your mind in the first place, to be filled with something, to be caused to obsess upon something, and in this case, to give you the desired results I do offer myself as a possible choice. Obsessing as if you were seated across from me in a cafe, our feet mingling below the table, your tension lingering down there, allowing your eyes to wander, a quiet word drawing you in, encapsulating your experience, inviting you to simply be at ease, be in my words, and be drawn along by what I say, how I say it, how you receive it. Inspect every aspect of the moment, but even if you notice something about it, allow it to pass onward so you can proceed onward. I might call your attention to something, and in the process of becoming more fixated on whatever I call to mind, more relaxed, your mind might be driven to choose a particular detail you find enticing and arousing and expand it. The benefit of my subtly sliding words slipping under your flesh, like a needle dripping the right word into the right place under your skin, filling you with it, incontrovertible, the right idea, the right constantly aching desire. And this all comes with the trappings of trance, but what I'm really doing is physiologically and mentally predisposing you to specific ways of being, habits, rituals, obsessions, the sinking of your body, the stroking of your flesh with my words, as if they were wind-blown things anchored on the thorny outcroppings of your waiting pleasure centers, you waiting with parts of your body wanting to catch the drifting waves of my words, letting them pool and eddy in the streams and tributaries of you. Threatening to bang up against parts of you that make you shiver, push buttons, or coat them with honey, there to accrete like something driven in the waters of a rushing stream. Training, collecting. Falling into my words, the sense you're sliding deeper as my words flow by. You're falling into my words and attaching to them, taking them on board, making them part of you. Waiting for some of them to reveal training, to reveal desire, some teasing, some aching words. But overall, the constant presence of my flow and you getting swept away in it. The constant aching presence of my teasing, training voice, collecting in you, saturating you, filling the space behind the dam, the reservoir. Gathering in specific locations that you find arousing, specific pleasured parts of your body, hanging in the corners of your mind, waiting to flood over you and overwhelm you, just out of sight. Wherever the mental equivalent of just out of earshot, just in the corner of your eye is, my voice is resonating through you. It always has. And as you calm and relax, it strokes the edges, the extremities of your pleasure spots, finding places where a little pressure goes a long way. Your mind may be driven to focus on that sensation, that tension, to try and find meaning instead of simply relaxing. I invite you to do this. After all, a person who investigates my every word and hangs off it is probing into my intentions. But it can be more fun to trust, to relax, but then to verify and go deeper. You're naturally going to want to have some kind of reward for the effort of investigating each word I'm saying, keeping track of their flow across your mind. And a person who listens intricately to every word expects a payoff, expects a jackpot at the end if they pull the lever long enough. And in doing so, you set yourself up to want to find the power and meaning in the depth of your trance and my words, in the depth of the right words, in the right sensations, in the right lulling, constant, cooperative, assertive pleasure. So listen, relax, let my words guide you, but feel free to investigate, to poke around in them, because if you find arousing ones, you find stimulating ones, you're just going to add to that reservoir of desire, that waiting to overflow, waiting to overwhelm realm of my liquid lust and distilled words, waiting just behind the boundaries of your mind. And even as your body begins to become tuned in, envision the idea there are all sorts of nerve endings in your body. I have kept mentioning pleasure spots that might be touched by my words, your physiological changes, our hypnotic sharing. Envision the idea that those nerve endings, those parts of you that are pleasurable, are ones that are both known and unknown to both you and I. We have asymmetrical information, but I can use both my information and your mind to find and drive at those spots from your very sexual center. Places that give pleasurable feedback you might not normally think of. And the obvious ones, like between your legs and between your ears, which everyone knows are sexual. But the extra ones include the relaxation of a back rub, the intimacy of a clasped hand, especially in public, the soothing, relaxing, why don't you lay right there kind of intimacy, a long, luxurious foot massage, the pitter-patter of a lover's hands sliding down your chest, tapping out a melody into you. Or your own hands finding your heartbeat, traveling, finding spaces on your body that feel particularly good, and then luxuriating in the momentary grasp of flesh. And of course, that's the first one I elaborated on, between your legs. Aroused, waiting to be touched, and that touching, as we all know, we each have the potential to send resonating fireworks up our spines simply by masturbating. The center of the arousing nervous system starting there, and it sends signals to the right section of your brain. But together, through hypnotic lust and ever-deepening pleasure, we might jointly head for that place. We might jointly touch and caress the part of your mind from which all those pleasures flow and to which all the nerve-ending signals return. The part of the brain you might query. You might inquire of to get returned a list of places on your body that feel vulnerable to pleasure, that are erogenous zones, that on you are the unique combination to the vault where you keep all that overwhelming pleasure, where you store and try to repress it, knowing it might flood out at any moment and leave you blank and deep. Touching. We all know. Your body could be racked by sudden arching, a groaning, gasping, grasping, wanting presence sliding your fingers down. Running. Your hands there, wanting, needing, filling yourself with sensation rolling through your head in a constant stream of yes, yes, good. Rather than engaging touching, let your body experience those physiological signs of trance. You're here for the full experience. The slow weighting of your shoulders. the settling of hands and arms into position, heavy and drowsy, the deeper and deeper breathing. And although the physiological signs may be there, you can also feel the drip, drip, dripping of physical and mental intermingled arousal through you, titrating into your blood and flesh, your body rumbling with arousal, the conscious or subconscious parting of your legs, the welcome in gesture, the invitation for me to go ahead, do what I want, touch with my words, explore with my descriptions, as if each resonation of my voice washed through your mind and masturbated you in turn with word alone, your brain's empty receptivity, and between your legs the vibration there of my voice hitting you like a waveform, stimulating sensation. But it's more than mere vibration you're seeking. You want the throb, throb, throb of pleasure at the back of your mind from words alone. It's what you seek, what you need. So listen, relax, and follow me down. And I'll train, condition, inform, leave everything by the wayside except your progression into pleasure. The right way forward to pleasure is a slow stoking of the fire within you, a slow awakening of yourself and your needs. It gains speed as we progress, connecting to every pleasure center, to an endless fountain of needy, aching satisfaction. Everything that you need to make yourself come, to let your buttons be pushed to make you come, is inside you already. The kind of satisfaction that makes you feel like you're being hollowed out to make room for more pleasure. Your thoughts vanishing and then getting filled up again. Hollowed out again so you have even more room. The little intricacies of the pleasure we're sharing together taking up so much space in your mind, your blank, empty, waiting mind, that you can nod along and twitch. Twitch from the core. Twitch from between your legs. You could touch, but that's unnecessary. Because as you become more and more engulfed and slide deeper, a pleasure overtakes you, slides to a place where together we can describe and discover new ways to use your mind for our mutual enjoyment and your orgasmic release from mind alone, sleep, listen and relax. I'm only here to help, though as I've mentioned, droplet after droplet of that lustful desire is being put away in a reservoir inside your head. The more I talk, the more it's stored. Now, to help you slip even more deeply down, as it does become easier with each word, I want you to learn little patterns that can be very pleasurable. We cooperate together. You let my words twine into your ears and through your mind, but also around your body. And this kind of investigatory, mental, sliding, pleasuring, sinking, constricting, controlling, guiding, teasing, titillating, and arousing, this opens you up. You get more used to it, more aware of it. And a caress, creating and linking, recalling memories of pleasure, brings you deeper to places you've already gone. The past pleasures, those titillating, throat-catching, mind-numbing moments we so often pursue? Well, masturbation is one of them. Listening to my voice may in fact be another. But you have lots of those. And you can catalog them, learn them, and store them so the next time you try to go into trance, when I start talking like this and you slide and slip and you drip over my words and store them away, a little titration, a little droplet of that reservoir of tranced, interesting ideas is going to come out and help you enter a deeper trance by dripping into you. That constant drip of trance is sourced from us cooperating like this. Your body manifests physiological signs we're familiar with because you regard my words as a dose of pleasure. A dose of sinking, titillating, arousing, guiding, teasing, ever-titrated constancy. And just like a dose of something, my words keep flowing. They flow over you. The effect is going to happen. You already took the dose when you began listening and decided to continue, when you made the playlist and made the plan. And your increasing desire to explore relaxation is just one of many pleasant side effects. Like my caress creating and linking your mind, recalling memories of pleasure, past pleasures, present pleasures, and the trance that's about to follow. You have a reservoir of pleasure, sensation, and to find a way to enter the state of trance is so useful that we create this path together. This path to a place where a dripping titration, a dose of my voice, my words, moves into you inexorably, constantly, at rapid speed, and then it's there, and you're deep. Deeper and deeper, out of your body, into your mind, soothingly deep, ever seeking reservoirs of nerveless, exhausted pleasure and euphoria that we always store up. And you're storing them in your head now, overtaking your musculature, your body, with a relaxing force that comes from within, that is linked to things like hot baths or long napping pleasure. The same soothing safety and comfort that comes from knowing I want you to feel pleasure and be able to go deeper. You normally only allow yourself so much of that relaxation, and you store the rest away. But I'm accessing the reservoir and letting it flood over you, just as there's only so much time to enjoy your pleasured trance. So too, there's only so much time for you to let out that deep sinking. Let it overtake you, overwhelm you, and sink you down. It is a dose, a drop, a constant dripping titration into your system that will keep you deep exactly long enough to trance. And at the end, you'll be able to rise up, feeling how the pleasure fades, how you store away the pleasurable, relaxing experiences in the vault of your mind for the next time. And when the next time does come, you will once more be able to use a concentrated dose of this dripping, dropping, drooping reservoir of desire and relaxation for some purpose or another. And if I have a purpose in mind, it can flow from that place where you store all the relaxed moments, all the easy dripping trance that you don't use, because you only need to use so much each time. So you let a few drops out, and that's enough to make you drop, overwhelmed, sinking, pleasantly, relaxingly admitting that right now the dose is a little too much for you, and you'd like to explore what happens, to consent to explore and see what happens on the other side of deep, dripping, dropping, relaxing trance, which flows uniquely, holistically, mind-numbingly, body-pleasuringly through you. Sexual pleasure is a core part of this because distracting from everything else and focusing on your sexual experience takes you deeper. Always will. And I'm comfortable with the arousing, the erotic, the flow of slickness in the back of your throat, down between your legs, all through you, the way your toes curl and your eyes cross. And that's just one of the side effects of the little titration of relaxation that you let out. Because honestly, if you were completely comfortable in yourself and you had nothing else to do, getting off, masturbating, mind-numbing, hypnotizing, these things are what you would do. So that's what's happening. A dripping titrated dose of something that will make you react as if you were completely relaxed, as if you had your complete choice to do exactly what you would do if you had complete control. And what you would do if you had complete control would be to act for a little while as if you simply couldn't help to slide deep, would be to explore for a little while the feeling of sliding under. Even though you know that complete control is the very thing helping you relax, helping you feel pleasure, helping you slide deeper and deeper and deeper, bringing out something it is natural for you to feel, which is deep, sleepy relaxation. Trickling down your nervous system through your spine, out the tips of your fingers, the tips of your toes, toe-curlingly good in its slow but sudden warmth. Slow because it needs to trickle out through you and become concentrated. Sudden because you had failed to realize until now that a tiny floodgate was opening in the vault where you keep all the wet, arousing, dripping fluid, all of the stuff that can fill you with arousal, all of the lustful relaxation that can take you deeper, flood over your mind, leave it honeyed and dripping, drooling and sinking, heavy, laden, leaden, and pleasured, your entire weighted body falling under because you have the option to act as you would act if you had complete freedom, which is to momentarily say you trust me to decide what we do with your freed, pleasured, aroused, horny mind and its overwhelmed state as it puts forth the effort to follow each of my words. And if you put forth the effort to follow me down this deep, to follow me to a place where you have to track so many words at once as they line up, getting in line to fill your brain, sending your own thoughts to the back of the line, well, if you spend so much effort and time, words and thoughts, pleasure and arousal on the effort of going under deep with me, you're going to want a reward. And the reward follows, and all you have to do is stay deep and do what you would do if you were completely freed from every other obligation. And you know that if you were completely free to do what you want, what you'd want to do is stay here with me, see where I take you, and feel the intense erotic pleasure that you know follows. Let's not pretend this is ordinary, hypnotic, mindless sinking. Pleasure is the goal. Pleasure is going to happen. And all you need to do is give yourself that dose and sink.